What they said is that, yeah, there is 40 beds. I was asking the question of what was Celtas and the hospital's plan to deal with the 17,000 people on the waiting list. And the answer I got back was that they were going to avail of private hospital places and National Treatment Purchase Fund. They were going to try and source some money to get funding to use that. They didn't give me the number of patients that were going to be treated in private hospitals, but from the tone of the question and the answer that I got, it was quite clear that that was where most of their plans were going to be, paying private hospitals to do public health care. And this is where, as you say, there was 40 beds, that they said was 40 beds empty at Letterkenny University Hospital. Why those beds are lying empty is nothing, and the clinical director agreed with that, is that they don't have the staff to work those beds and to be treat patients in a safe manner. And the reason why they don't have that staff is because they've chosen to pay private hospitals to deliver public health care.
Now, you feel a different approach is needed, as the money is being paid to the private health system. That money then could be used in turn to fund the staff to open these 40 beds at Letterkenny University Hospital.
We have 40 beds lying empty, yet we're choosing to send patients to private hospitals to get their operations and to meet their health needs. And we haven't got the money then to recruit nurses, which could be working at the Letterkenny University Hospital, and then patients could be getting treated in the public hospital and not having to pay exorbitant amounts of money to have them treated in private hospitals. The important thing here is that we address the waiting list and we address them properly of a long-term view, and that's to do that in the public hospitals and to increase our staff levels and the bed capacity so that can be done properly.